I call this meeting of the Committee on Oversight to order on Friday, February 2nd, 2018 at 4:01 p.m. in the President's Conference Room on the third floor at the Joe Lee Carlin Student Union. Moving to agenda item 2, roll call.
Senator Becker?
Absent, unexcused.
Senator Westman?
Present.
Senator Camilli?
Present.
Senator Plangus?
Present.
Speaker Jack?
Present.
Senator Kirkendall?
Present.
Senator Martinez?
Present.
Senator Kumpel?
Present.
Great, thank you. Moving to agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 5. Agenda item 4, we can't approve the minutes. I wrote 2017 instead of 2018. We'll do that next week. So sorry about that. Error on my part. Moving into agenda item 5, reports. Report of the Secretary of the Senate.
I went to GovOps today to request senators to edit the SAS and the Senate rules. Senator Kumpel graciously gave me two, so I will be working with Senator Jay Smith for the Senate rules and Senator Billman for the SAS. And then the SAS is just going to be updating some archiving things that are incorrect. And that's it.
Any questions? Thank you. Speaker Pro Tem 4?
No report.
Chair of the Committee on Academics?
Well, I didn't have my academics meeting until next week, so I'm going to do one.
Budget finance?
We just had a meeting today, and everything I said in Senate about those bills, as well as the accounts we reviewed, all happened.
Nice. Civic engagement?
I have a long report, sorry.
No.
So we got to talk about the science fair today, which was really exciting. It looks like we're going to have over 20 tables represented. We're also going to have the cow with Connor Billman, and he's going to get to show people how to milk the cow. That's just like exciting, like a little Senate tidbit, you know, kind of fun. But it's going to be really, really fun, and we're going to set up the tables accordingly. We are going to need lots of volunteers from just lots of volunteers, like manpower. So it's going to go up on GivePulse because Cynthia Lee is a queen. So please recruit anyone and anyone you know on Friday, the 23rd, from basically 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. If they have any free time at all, it'll be on GivePulse. It'll be community service hours. We need as much help as we can get. So if you know anybody, we're going to need that. Also, for Wolfpack Reading Week, we're really excited about that. We're still in the logistics of what exactly it's going to be, so updates are going to come. But we will be working with GSA and the NERA and AMBs on a book drive. So look forward to the graphics for that, as well as recruiting books for that. The ages we're targeting are K through second grade. So you can start putting that out to constituents. That book drive will start at the very beginning of March and end at the end of March. So anyways, look forward to that. And also, we had a big discussion about Democracy Plaza. Expect a bill to go through civic engagement and then budget and finance the same day, and then we'll see it in Senate. It will be controversial. So just be ready for it to come and just be ready to talk about it. So if you guys have any feelings about that, if you want to pull your constituents now about it, it's going to come up. So.
Can I ask what the timeline is on that too?
Just
because
bill?
I have instructor people contacting me.
So what we're gonna do is I'm gonna write it this weekend, and I'm going to send a copy to Justin, and both of us are going to agendize for next Friday. So we'll also send it to you. So next Friday, we'll both see it at our meetings, and then it will go on the following Wednesday Senate agenda. So I'll send it to you with. We're going to have to make whatever amendments we make, if we make any amendments, then also at the Senate table.
Got it.
But it's the best way to do it in the quickest manner.
Yep.
So I will send that to you before Thursday at 3 p.m.
Sounds great.
Yes.
Great. Sir, Kirkendall, do you have anything?
No.
All right. Thank you for that. Government operations. Sorry, are there any questions for civic engagement before I start? Okay. Go on.
All right. So Secretary Godoy added on those two legislation assignments that we sent out. We also got updates from Senators Billman, Senator Ma, Senator Martinez about legislation they've been working on. Senator S. Smith is also going to be working on legislation with Senator Becker regarding a change to the Senate rules regarding his committee. And then we also had some discussions on some things regarding the SAS things we might want to be taking out. I still actually have to meet with you, Speaker Jackson, about those things to see whether or not we can actually do what we're discussing, but we had a really good discussion today.
Good. Okay. Nice. Any questions for GovOps? Sounds good. I know the meetings were really great today. Public affairs is not here. University first.
Okay, so Senator Stopka met with Elections Chair Kinsella and talked about changing the, like, adding a way to have online participation in the debates through, like, an app called, okay, I don't remember what the app is called, but basically people will be able to enter questions through, like, an online platform. And then also there's going to be a basics workshop for the candidates, so that the candidates actually know how Senate works before they're actually elected. And then Senator Stopka also finalized the sexual assault like memo type thing that he's sending to the RAs, and he passed that by Daniel Fred, who looked over it and said it was good. And then he's having, like, I think posters made to be put in different places advertising the self-defense course for women.
Yay.
That the university, or I don't remember where that goes through, Wigan, yeah. And then Senator Smith revisited a resolution in support of releasing class evaluations for the professors, and the provost got back to her and said that like, for some legal reason, they can't do that because of the NCHE code. So what she's going to have to do to look at that is go through the Faculty Senate, and then if the Faculty Senate approves, then she'll have to, like, basically make legislation for the Board of, is it called the Board of Directors?
Board of Regents.
The Board of Regents to pass, so, yeah. And then, as far as new innovations at Nevada, one of the administrators is going to be on leave for a bit, so I set up a doodle poll for when she gets back to set up a time, and Philip Denny already responded to it, so it looks like he's committed to it now. And they asked me to go back through the questions and the information that I wanted to get from Philip Denny and just kind of update it, and then I'm going to reconvene with them at some point so that we can talk about, like, the strategy going into that meeting.
Got it.
And yeah, I think that's everything.
Any questions? Awesome. Thank you. That's exciting. I'm glad you got back.
Yeah.
As for me, I wanted an update on Democracy Plaza, but I'm glad that we got to hear that. I wanted to open up the floor to kind of talk about the parking services presentation. So I was speaking to Senator Bussman about this. And then I know I had contacted all of you guys, but I think that we need to make a list of data that we want from them and then have them come back in again and discuss some of these points. But so I was hoping that today we can kind of make that list and then, like, have a discussion about how we want to move forward with the situation, Senator Kirkendall.
In addition to the data, is there a way that we could kind of grill them, but in a way that's positive or that can, like, kind of seek out their intentions? Because I want to know how they actually managed to set up parking services, set up the bus route, and not be able to accommodate for future expenses, because I think that's an irresponsibility on their part that you know, that they're pushing on to the students. So I just want to know what their thinking was.
Yeah.
Because my thought is that they went into it thinking that eventually they would get us to start paying the fee, honestly.
Sorry, come on.
Yeah, I think also the issue I had was that they gave us two options, but it was either have students pay for this option or you get an option that's essentially not going to work, because they said the alternative is basically going to be useless. So I think there needs to be some middle ground we can find with them in there.
I agree. Sir Kirkendall?
Just to kind of answer that in a way, when we first were drafting the resolution to add a ballot question, there were, like, I believe 5 to 6 different alternatives. Speaker Jackson can confirm she was able to see them as well. So there were different options, but all of them required students to pay.
That's what I was going to say, too, though. Like, there were different routes, but was there a different way of paying for it? You know what I mean? Like, it's subsidized, like, you know, hiking up parking passes a little bit and then, like, smaller student fee or, like, another way to subsidize the cost. That's more of what I'm getting at with the alternative, yeah.
Right, so, like, with all those different options, were they all still the same exact fee, the $6 per semester?
Were they not? President Texera and Senator Kirkendall were the ones that worked on this the most. I was kind of updated, but I didn't attend any of the meetings. So do you have a...
Just from what we saw, I believe it was like a couple dollar difference. I mean, there were some that were, like, there was one route that was, it was almost like it was in loves. You know, there's like the you don't pay anything part and you get a terrible bus route. There's like you pay a little bit and you get a better bus route. And there's the one where you pay a lot and you get like basically what we should ideally have on campus as a bus route, but it was just too ridiculous.
Before we speak any more about this, I wanted to consider depending on if you wanted to like tell everyone kind of what you learned or like what you're thinking, because I know that you've been working a lot with this issue too.
Yeah.
I don't want to put you on the spot.
No,
you,
no, you did, but it's okay.
I did.
So I mentioned in Senate that I did go to the, you know, the bus stops and I rode the bus just to try to talk to constituents. And for the most part, I had like a couple, you know, I had a general opinion, but there were some, you know, concerns about putting that fee for the bus up. And most of the people I talked to, you know, using a bus example, a lot of them did support, you know, the fee just because of the fact that it's not too much and a lot of people do use a bus stop, especially when I was using it. Sometimes it would get packed. I don't know if it was, you know, only for that particular day. But with that said, there were also, you know, a couple of concerns that there should be. And I think the main one is that not some people don't really use it, so they think it's pointless, you know, to put the fee. They don't really want to pay that extra $12. And so let me look at my notes real quick. But yeah, that was like one of the main concerns because they just don't use it. And so the other concern was that it's kind of inconvenient for them right now, so they don't want to, you know, have the same service. And then pay for that service when they're already used to it being free. And the biggest one is that it's inconvenient for them to use when they can just walk and they don't know when it's going to come. And that's when I kind of mentioned about the GPS system. And when I did mention that part, they were like, yeah, that's a good idea. Like, I'd use a bus more. But, I mean, that's all I've gotten from, you know, from doing that outreach. A lot of people do support, but there are concerns.
Nice.
You guys have questions?
That's good,
yeah.
Really good input, though.
That's what I got.
Did you, by chance, get a gauge of why people use the bus? Is it because they live in those apartment complexes up there, or do they use it to go, like, to and from the top and bottom of the campus?
No, I didn't specifically ask, but, like, what I did notice was a lot of people would get off, you know, at the high levels, mostly the parking areas. But, I mean, to ask them directly now, I didn't ask.
Got it. Okay, yeah, no worries.
Yeah.
I was just wondering.
That's kind of something we were talking about yesterday, that it would be cool to have data of when students are actually using the bus, like when they get on the bus, when they get off the bus, like how many people are using each stop, and then kind of setting up a route based on the most utilization of like those students actually using the service. And then also kind of just in general, I want to see like all the data that they actually have access to, because it seems like they didn't really put a whole lot of it in the presentation. And I mean, I don't expect them to put a data analysis in their presentation for Senate. Kirkendall seems very antsy right now, so I'm wondering if he has some input.
I have Langus Kirkendall level. Okay, sorry. My biggest thing is I also think it should be a shuttle based on what's most used, most like what stops are like the most used ones if we need to be cost effective. But my biggest thing is also, why are those stops most used? People use the stops furthest from parking and also near parking because they have to buy a further away parking pass. So that's why I really caution from like buying a shuttle pass for people to use, because I think people use the shuttle and buy the further away parking pass because of financial reasons. There are students who drive to campus. There might be more reasons, like they live at home because they can't afford to live near campus. These are all factors, and when you tax the people who are specifically trying to like be conservative with their money, it's really hard. So I think that the shuttle should be based on what's used most and like also still be spread out among all the students, because to put it just on the people who are buying the shuttle pass, I think it's a financial burden that's not entirely fair to them.
I would also like to know, because, you know, what are the most frequently used stops? I think that would give us a little bit more of
intel of why.
Why?
People are,
yes.
Again,
why?
Like why people are using the shuttle, but like again, if like the most frequently used stop is the one up by the Highlands, it's like we can kind of tell from that that like most of the people using that stop are probably living in that area around it. Crooked Elm, sorry.
Oh, just to clarify, I wasn't actually talking about anything. But I just wanted to know if there was a way that we could get that presentation sent to us, because I still don't even know what the actual bus route looks like. I spent maybe 5 minutes on that slide, and it was kind of complicated. In addition, I would like to know the time frame for which this needs to be completed, because I think it'd be great if we got all this data, but I also didn't want to do it. I don't want to do it in an untimely manner where we can't do anything with it.
The complicated thing about this is we would be setting the groundwork for the next Senate. The next Senate is the one that would actually have to vote and decide, because then it would go up to the Board of Regents, and then this would be like it wouldn't be within our term that we would decide. But I think but that's like a valuable question to ask, because then we can get data and like help them make an informed decision. Yeah, sorry.
Isn't the Board of Regents meeting like in June?
December.
December. Oh, okay. I thought it was like sometime this summer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there's one, but the one that they're gonna approve fees at is in December.
Okay.
Yeah. Play us a drummer?
Yeah, I did.
Crap.
Oh, I was gone. It'll
you're
come
good.
Back. It'll come back. It'll come
really
back.
Set a couple.
I have a few just things like I like clarify that
yeah.
I forgot.
I'm writing
this
all down, so
maybe you guys remember this from the presentation. They mentioned that as of now, the parking fees are like helping subsidize for some of it at
uh-huh.
the moment. If we implement the student fee, does the parking does that also include parking continuing to subsidize, or does that go away? That still continues to pay for it?
Sorry, no.
My interpretation of the subsidy was that they had a sum of money and that the parking passes were subsidizing a portion of it, and that they've been slowly losing money, and they're just now realizing they need to start breaking even.
Chair President.
They're going to use the parking subsidy now to pay for asphalt replacement. That's like where this like new like source of cost is coming for them, is they somehow didn't account for like maintenance of the university. And now they're like stripping away the shuttle service and either requiring us to pay more for it to keep it or just having a reduced version of it.
Certainly. I'm also wondering, like, with the way I understood their presentation, which again, it was really quick on the route, the way they had it is they had one express route and then one route that went all the way around campus.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand, a $12 fee can't subsidize the current, like, two routes that we have. Like, I feel like people have the two routes for a reason, so I'm a little bit confused as to, like, what the cost difference is between keeping the shuttles the way that they are and telling people we're going to charge them more for a shuttle that's going to go around the entire campus. So I think if we do word a question on the ballot, we need to be very clear that whatever we're charging them for, what they're actually going to be able to deliver.
Can you repeat that one more time? You want to know the cost difference between
keeping the shuttles the way they are and like adding a student fee, and then adding the student fee with this express shuttle and the one that goes all the way around campus. Because I think the GPS is like non-negotiable. I think that's something that they need to include. But I think students need to understand that there's going to be one shuttle that goes around the entire university and an express shuttle. But like that's still going to take. Students should know what they're getting into before
yeah.
they commit to that. And if it's only like, I don't know what the cost difference is between keeping the shuttles the way they are now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think
yeah.
we want that data specifically from them.
That's good. Sir Kirkendall.
Can you, I don't know if they post these publicly, but you might be the best person to figure this out is when their next meeting would be. I don't know if they have meetings at all, but I'd like to go and try to talk with them or
mm-hmm.
see if we can get people to go, because I think that as students we probably have a better perspective on their shuttle routes than they do, considering they just don't even have data to back any of their claims up.
I want to know too, like, how they came up with this route and this fee.
No.
Yeah, Senator Flames.
I also think that we should consult the Office of New Student Initiatives, because new students find the shuttle to be like a big draw on this campus, and I think that they should be in on the conversation, because it is one of the main selling factors, like in terms of like safety and parking and transportation on this campus. Like the shuttle is a main selling point. So I don't know if there's a way to like bring Karen in on these conversations, but the shuttle is still something, like, I had a meeting with Karen earlier this week, and we had talked about how the shuttles were changing, and she wanted to know exactly what we meant by changing. Like, she was concerned about what we meant by
changing. That's interesting.
Because new students do ask the question, like, especially parents of new students, they want to know, how do you safely and efficiently get around campus? And, of course, our campus is safe. We have the blue light system and all that stuff. But the shuttle is still something people ask about at orientation and that's during our, like, programs where people come look at the school.
Kind of building off that point, the university is, like, actively advertised as a place where you don't need a bike or a car to, like, be transported around campus.
Yeah.
And if the shuttle service gets, like, crippled because we're not willing to institute a new student fee, that's not on us. That's on the university, who has completely gone against, like, their image, like, their ideals, like, what they're actually trying to sell to new students. So,
think that we could get maybe upper administration to also speak on behalf of this problem, because I feel like right now that ASUN is being used as a way to deflect the blame onto us, like, we voted for this fee to get implemented, when in reality maybe the university could just do a better job of budgeting. Because I just calculated it, and $6 for what, 18,000 students, right? Something around there. Or I guess
plus
$12.
GSA.
$12 for
18,000.
20,000. Yeah.
20,000
if graduates.
Okay, let's do some math. So $12 times 20,000 people, that's $240,000, which is, like, nothing compared to, like, the rest of the budget that we have at the university. So I'm wondering why we have to be the bad guy for $240,000.
I'm also wondering, did parking services go and talk, like, have they, I want to know if they've made the effort to go talk to the administration about their, like, budgeting meeting, because they have, like, a strategy budgeting meeting with all discretionary funding at the beginning, so I'm wondering if they had any negotiations with them, like, ASUN will pay some of this, we will pay some of this, like, did they, I want to know what efforts they've made, because if they haven't made any efforts, then we should talk to them, to administration, they should be in on this discussion, and if they have made efforts, I still think we could ask administration maybe through a resolution, like, why can't they help us subsidize parking? Because I also think students have a question about parking in terms of actual parking spots. Like, to put money into funding parking services when we're funding the shuttle and not any future parking spots, I think students will be upset about that kind of, even though they're different concepts, we're funding the department that funds parking, and we have no more parking coming. And they're really upset about that anyways.
Yeah.
Sure,
this is just kind of a general point, but I don't think we should, like, jump to a conclusion and vilify parking and transportation, because I think it's harder for lower level administrators to, like, communicate up the chain, whereas, like, student government, we can kind of just, like, talk to whoever because they're excited to hear from us. So I think maybe for them, like, what if a budget was passed down the line and now they're just kind of dealing with it in the way that they know, by asking us if we could subsidize that cost. They're not, like, saying, screw you, take this, like, financial burden. This is, like, the only option they have now, because they can't tell their superiors, oh, this isn't going to work. So maybe it's kind of on us now to try and communicate up the chain how this is affecting us, and maybe some change can take place.
I still think it's on us to ask the question, though. You know, like, we have a job to still ask the question. I don't think it's necessarily their fault, and, like, I don't think they're trying to, like, put this on us, but I still think we have a job to ask the question, what efforts have they made to subsidize the cost outside of ASUN first? Like, I just want to know that they've made an effort, like, that there was an effort made, and that we can talk to those people and be like, the students are willing, like, you know, to negotiate with them, you know?
Yes, I
agree. So, in the event that, like, we find out that they did actually try to negotiate, or they didn't have them, I guess it wouldn't matter in this situation, but we expended all resources, and then now we have to face whether we write a resolution to put this question on the docket or something else. Like, would we be able to write a resolution to call to action the administrators to handle this? Like, is that possible? Is that within our time frame, or is this, like, so immediate that we have to choose whether or not to spend money or not, and that's it?
Let's write a resolution.
Sorry if that didn't make any sense. I just...
No. I think that's a possibility. Certainly.
Could we write a resolution that, like, the next Senate pass our resolution?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
you can have legislation sent to the next Speaker of the Senate. And
yeah.
Would be,
and have them pass it in their time, but it's already written with, like, the data that we're
collecting.
Yeah, that's
with the mandatory health insurance stuff, so. I think, like, with the resolution to administration, we could, if you guys are interested in talking to them, like, let's go talk to them first and just see if we can get more information, and then think about doing a resolution. But that's a good idea. I think those are all really good questions to ask. So are you guys okay if I read them to make sure I'm not missing anything? So I'm going to send them these questions and then ask them to come into our next oversight meeting. And then if they can't come at this time for some reason, they can just answer them. What are the most frequently used stops? Can we get the presentation sent to us? More detail on the routes. What is the cost difference between keeping shuttles the way they are with the fee and the new shuttles with the fee? When is your next meeting? How did you come up with the fee and the routes? Have you consulted new student initiatives about the new students' use of the bus? And then asking upper administration why the university is not paying for this cost, and then asking if parking services had any negotiation or conversation prior to the proposal of this fee. Does that sound good? Did I miss anything? Okay. Well, I can send them an email and I'll let you guys know how they respond. Hopefully they'll be able to come back in. So if you can think of more questions to ask them, we can ask them then. But yeah. Okay, that's pretty much it for that. Is there anything else on parking? Okay. Thank you for coming too and giving us that valuable information. I don't know if you had anything to add or any questions that you wanted to ask.
No.
Okay, cool. All right, then we will move into agenda item 6, new business. I'm seeking a motion to approve Senate Bill 85 and act to amend the ASU plan. Oh. I'm seeking a motion to recommend favorably Senate Bill 85 and act to amend the ASU Constitution. Senator Plangus.
I move to recommend favorably Senate Bill 85 and act to amend the ASU Constitution.
Is there a second, Senator Thummel?
Second.
Great. Senator Martinez, I'll let you present this legislation.
Sure thing. So this is kind of what we were discussing earlier within oversight. Speaker Jackson kind of touched on this in explaining how we're getting three new colleges. So the Orbis School of Nursing, the Division of Health Sciences, and Community Health Sciences. So this is, again, to have equal representation within all the colleges. And again, Speaker Jackson, I believe Senator Lee's, correct, also helped with the Huntington Hill method, or did you go with
We used a computer thing, yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So they found the best solution possible, which was adding three additional seats for the reorganization to have representation for these colleges. And it kind of outlines everything along those lines of what's going to happen, in addition to the question that will be placed on the ballot, which is, shall the Senate of the Associate Students increase the maximum number of Senate seats from 22 to 25 in order to accommodate for the addition of three academic colleges? Are there any questions? Speaker Jackson, would you like to add anything?
Or? Yeah, I would just, the language of the question, everything has gone through legal counsel at the university, so it's all approved from there, and ready to go if you guys have questions. Sir, please.
I'm wondering, is there any way to advertise? Because I think in order to accommodate the addition of three academic colleges, we understand which the other colleges are losing representation. Is there any way to, maybe not on the ballot, but in a different way advertise that the College of Science, interdisciplinary programs, and the College of Kavner, is going to lose representation if it wasn't passed? Because I think, I don't know. Does anyone else feel like the common person wouldn't necessarily understand that their college might be impacted, or even the colleges are going to be impacted?
But I think then you kind of get into the realm of
the bias
question.
Yeah.
So we try to make it as neutral as possible, with at the same time having people know that what it's affecting. So if you just said increase the number of senators, I think that they would be like, what's good? But if you're adding three academic colleges, then to add the number of senators. But if it's not clear enough, let me know. Yes.
Could we put in an addendum to the question that just kind of describes the context of it?
I don't believe so. This is the question. Sorry.
Just to clarify, if not enough students vote yes on this question, then we can't split, or we can't add senators.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
isn't this just for a poll? Like, this isn't actually...
No, it's an actual constitutional amendment. So how this works is we would have to approve to put this question on the ballot. So all this does is it puts the question on the ballots for a student to vote on. It's not saying we support it. It's not saying we don't support it. The question will go on the ballot. If 2/3 of the students or more vote yes on this question, then it will go to the Board of the President, and then it will go to the Board of Regents, and then our Constitution will be amended. Yes?
Is it 2/3 of students or 2/3 of the students that vote?
2/3 of the students that vote. Anyone else? Yes.
Very good.
Senator Becker, sorry.
That's okay. Very quickly, just to specify. So it says that, like, College of Science interdisciplinary programs and the other cabinet are losing representation. So is that because they're losing a Senate seat, or they're losing representation because there's more senators being added to their colleges?
No, this was if we didn't add additional senators. Because when you use the Huntington Hill method, just because there's so many more colleges and each college has to have one representative, it takes representation away from people who would usually have 2 or 3. So just how the numbers worked out with the current enrollment numbers, that's how it would look like. But I mean, it won't always look like that. It's just depending on the year and how many people are in the college. So, anyone else? Cool. Okay. Well, let's move into a vote. All those in favor of recommending favorably Senate Bill 85, an act to amend the ASU and the Constitution, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Bill is recommended favorably. Thank you. Moving into agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any public comment this time? All right. Seeing none, moving into agenda item 8, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 4:32 p.m. We got a lot done.